Putnam, everyone. Hello. Oh. I was getting a little echo there. Okay, today is, I think it's March 3rd. Yeah, March 3rd, 2015, Shakti Activation Call. We'll tune in with the frequency of the divine, the embodied divine, Om Namo. The angels are here. They're help working with us. Yogi Bhajan's here. Other masters from the third blue ether helping us with this activation today. So we'll inhale. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Adgare Name Jigadgare Name Satgare Name Sri Guru Deva Name Adgare Name Jigadgare Name Satgare Name Sri Guru Deva Name Adgare Name Jigadgare Name Beautiful. Inhale. Exhale. Thank you, everyone, for chanting along. As we open the channel, we open the portal to the divine connection with the blue ethers, with the nine dimensions on Earth, extending out to the galactic core, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond. We are in the time of a portal, which is funnel-shaped, which is funneling more and more of the frequency from the other side of the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy into our galaxy. And what's happening is that you can imagine like an hourglass. That's a good image. As the sands of the hourglass go through the portal from other dimensions to open up Earth to more than nine, be able to experience more than nine dimensions while on planet Earth. They're trying to regulate the flow of the sand, let's put it that way. So what's happening right now that's positive and what's needed is basically an energetic opening for these frequencies to be received. And what the guides were showing me when I was meditating on this call this morning is that what's happening right now, which is good, is basically curiosity, wondering how things could be different, that pretty much everybody on the planet, whatever their area of concern is in their life, it could be vaccinating their children, it could be where's their next meal coming from, it could be what to do with the snow on the roof, you know, whatever whatever the concern is that people have, people are actually opening their minds to the thought, there's got to be a better way, or what's a better way, or how could things be done differently. Or maybe the way things have always been done, or maybe the way things have always been, maybe things are different. So this may seem like kind of a small change, but actually what the guys are saying is this is exactly what's needed for people to open their minds to a different possibility, to seeing things differently. Again, whatever their area of concern or sphere of influence or awareness or level of consciousness, it doesn't matter. It's that people are beginning to open their minds, and this is the pivotal word and frequency and energy that needs to happen right now. There needs to be an openness to seeing things differently, doing things differently. And with that openness, the open-mindedness, which leads to curiosity and wondering, isn't there a better way? With that openness, more frequency, more light, more of these alignment sequences, because they're codes, are being sent through this the center of the hourglass onto the planet. So it's actually a time of rejoicing. It's been very difficult to turn the Titanic around. It has hit part of the iceberg, but it's not a sinking ship. It's being repaired, though the waters are being bailed out to keep it from sinking. It's kind of that close. I have a call right now. It's a balancing act on planet Earth to keep the planet from being exploded or blown up or wobbling in space. So there's a lot of beings, whatever you want to call them, angels, galactics, that are helping to keep things in balance so we don't blow up the Earth. We don't blow up the land masses like we did in Atlantis. There was just much too of an imbalance happening at that time. So it is this wonderment and this curiosity. So it's like a chain. There's people that are just, you know, maybe wondering if McDonald's food is still good to eat. And like I said, maybe people wondering if they're, you know, going to keep getting, I don't know, food from the food banks. And so that's a certain, you know, survival level chain. But it goes all the way up to chakras and all the way up to, you know, when is the quarantine going to be lifted so that the, you know, the galactics, the ETs can actually become more of a presence on the planet and safely bring through new technologies that will protect the environment and the planet and the bees and the butterflies, as we were talking about. So, and that is the important shift right now that's happening. So the astrology supports that. And the way the astrology supports that is that we are in Pisces, and this is the time of the dreamer. It is the time, the dream comes from the quantum field or the fifth dimension. So Pisces is the closest energetic alignment to the fifth dimension. So we have work to do to spiral into the galaxy of Pisces and bring forth the new dreams, the frequency of the new dreams. They're still floating around. The new frequencies are not yet formed, but we need a certain critical mass of particles, of Piscean dream particles, quantum-filled dream particles, to be received, a new way of looking things, a new way of looking at things, a new way of doing things, before we enter into Aries. And that's what's happening right now. So just breathe in. The transmission is just to breathe in and relax and feel that you're floating in these, like, almost like you're floating in a, in water, like a warm pool of water. So feel that, and then just breathe into that, and any areas either where you feel you need support in your life, where you'd like things to be different, and then go ahead, visualize that, personal, and float in the water in that, and allow the structure of how you're viewing that particular situation to soften. You don't. It's 2015. Trust in the unknown. So you don't know what a better way is going to be right now. It's that this is the leap of faith they always talk about. Okay, good. Now imagine something more in the world around you. It may affect you personally, but more, you know, we want to stop the chemtrails or save the bees. And to just feel that there's a way for that to happen, but we don't, it's not here yet. Be in that dream. Feel the bees and the butterflies and the environment being safe. And then move on up. Feel the planet being safe. And move into the alignment that the whole galaxy is being realigned. So we're down from the very personal Earth level to this is a galactic realignment. And it has to do with getting enough frequency through so that there becomes what, you know, we call like a critical mass or something, hundredth monkey. Well, all of a sudden, there's enough of a force field or enough of a field, enough of a quantum field to create a quantum shift of light where things become quantumly better. Like, oh, I hadn't thought of, like, wow, we could maybe have flying cars. There's a quantum shift where the galactics are able to come in because there's enough openness for there's got to be a better way. That open-mindedness, which comes out of whatever it comes out of, it comes out of desperation, that's fine. But it's being pushed out, up from the mother, and then so that all of a sudden there's like the river can start flowing. It's no longer just a little tiny center of the hourglass. And it's a safe flow between heavens and earth, between the fifth dimension, fourth, third, second. All dimensions are receiving information from the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. Okay, so breathe into that. Okay, great. Great, excellent, excellent. So we have Neptune in Pisces. That's what we're talking about. It has to do with infinite space, infinite peace, serenity, and that comes from the fifth dimension where there's enough space for everybody to get their needs met. There's enough space to have a new dream. So that's what I'm saying, when people are opening their minds, whatever it is, to like, there's got to be a better way to do things, they're creating more space in the field. The mind field. So we want to move into a mind field and not a mind field. Away from war to peace. Neptune in Pisces. So it's all the feeling, also Pisces in the 12th house, places the feeling of wanting to get away, to go on retreat, get away, be in a monastery, ashram, places of, you know, where you can just expand your consciousness and not be so distracted by the world around us, having to shovel snow, whatever it is. But it also represents having to get away from the ego and move into the experience of what it's like to actually move into soul love, where you're really looking at another person, you're really feeling into learning how to love a person's soul, which has nothing to do with any kind of attachment or, you know, whatever. Possessiveness, ownership, sexuality, control, manipulation, all that. It has to do with really feeling into that everybody is a soul and their love, their soul basically holds love, the vibration of love, comes from love. So it's about tuning in soul to soul and then really experiencing, wow, wanting to learn how to love from the soul's perspective. How to love a person. Like, oh, what would make them feel loved rather than, you know, what can I get? It's like, so we're going through a whole learning curve of what's a different way, what's a better way, you know? What's better than, you know, baked bread is sliced bread. But before there was sliced bread, right? There was just regular bread, and so much easier with sliced bread. So we want to dream of ease, an easier way of doing things. It's like, there's got to be an easier way to do this. There's got to be an easier way to live, you know, not so much struggle, not so much pain. So that is our, what's going on. It's really this week, it's like reaching out and drawing, imagining, fantasizing, you know, what the new dream will be. You know, you don't have to know what the new dream is, but that there is a new dream before we move into Aries. So right now it's just feeling into the space. excuse me, knowing that the particles can be rearranged. The particles can be rearranged into a better form, a form with more ease, more grace. And there was a program on KPBS last night, the educational channel, public television channel, about the DVD, the corporation. So if you haven't seen that, I suggest checking that out from the library, or maybe you can watch it online. But that's a pivotal movie in talking about what happened in 1940 when actually General Electric applied for a patent on a mic on rearranging molecules. So they were able to take oil and rearrange it and say, oh, okay, I have this and that. And they were separating certain, isolating certain living elements, living bacteria, and they were trying to patent it. And at first the patent office said, no, they just laughed. You can't patent life. Life is not patentable. But through, of course, court cases and everything else, you know, everything's being patented or otherwise controlled. So that's all got to be, we have to go to the other side of control, the other side of looking glass. So this is the time to revisualize that. Beautiful. Okay. Let's see here. All right. Well, a little bit more time, and then we'll move into our meditation. Beautiful. So our master's here holding the space to reorganize. The space, that's what meditation is. Meditation creates space in our mind. So I guess instead of saying mindful, we could say we're being spaceful, full of space. But then that gets into the word spacey, which is actually can be a good word, but... excuse me, sort of has kind of a negative connotation. Okay, so just beat it. Bridge into that. I'm having a little bit of a cold here with the with my throat chakra, a little bit of a challenge. We're going to move into the meditation. I was going to have the master talk a little bit more, but you said he's holding the spacing us. So the meditation we're moving into creates space for victory. It's protection. So if everything seems like, you know, the world's against us, they're killing the bees, we're eating GMO food, then that shuts us down. So what we're doing, what we were directed to chant with today is our Shabbat for protection. It is protection against all negative forces which move against one's walk on the path of destiny, inner and outer. The chant is Rake Rakanahar. It is one of the sadhana chants given by Yogi Bhajan for the Aquarian sadhana in 1991. It is, let's see here, it's the fifth chant. There's seven chants. I don't really want to go over the chant today. The important part of meditating with this chant, you can get any Aquarian sadhana CD online. The one we're going to listen to is by Guru Shabad Singh. It's called Soul Passages. The most important thing is to press your tongue to the upper palate of your mouth, kind of like a strong, like it's Rake Rakanahar. Like you sort of exaggerate the words very strongly, Apubadiya. So you touch the tongue with kind of a certain pressure to the upper palate, which stimulates the crown chakra, which wakes up your intuition. So this is the Shakti Activation Team, and part of our mission is to, in our new dream, is to see the world through the eyes of the Divine Feminine. And some of the translations, you know, in the past have been done from a certain mindset. So I'm going to retranslate from the Shakti Activation point of view. this beautiful, beautiful mantra. So we're going to go over that for a minute. It's fun. You like it. So the translation we have, which is one of the translations from the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, but we're going to go to the vibrational meaning, is, O Savior Lord, save us and take us across. So I would reinterpret that. We'll say that too. Allow us to feel the frequencies of the space of the fifth dimension, so with ease and grace we can move into the frequency emerging with the divine. And the next line is, falling at the feet of the guru, our words are embellished with perfection. So I would say, rising in love with the light of the direction of the guidance of the guru, rising in love towards the light, our works, what our contributions, our meditations, that's the reinterpretation, are held and understood and acknowledged. So, again, falling at the feet of the guru, our works are embellished with perfection. So I would say, rising in love with the direction of the light, our meditation, our Shakti activation, our light work is acknowledged and received, and takes us into the law of attraction, so we can be received back onto the earth, all the blessings that have been given out. Beautiful. Okay, you have become kind, merciful, and compassionate. So I love that. We move into the field where all have become kind, where all can feel the kindness of the fifth dimension and beyond, the fourth, fifth, the heart chakra. Where all humans can feel their heart chakras, can feel their compassion. Okay, next sentence. We do not forget you from our minds. In the company of the holy, we are carried across the terrifying world ocean. So, okay, so with each translation, Shakti activation translation, with each breath, we feel our minds so we can open our hearts and experience those around us that are whole, those around us that understand the sacredness of these higher frequencies. And we are carried into the frequencies and released from that which limits us or scares us in 3D. Okay, we're almost done. In an instant, you have destroyed the faithless cynics and slanderous enemies. Okay, beautiful. That's the translation. So, activation. As we move into the fifth dimension, we immediately feel the relief of being with those who we can trust and who are safe. Okay. Next sentence, almost done. The Lord and Master is my anchor and support. O Nanak, hold firm in your mind. Remembering him in meditation, happiness comes and all sorrows and pain simply vanish. Thank you, Nanak, for initiating these frequencies on the planet and starting a new path for those Sikhs or seekers to walk on. And when we walk on this path with the spaciousness of meditation, opening our minds, we'll move into the field of happiness and we'll move into the field where pains are no longer a problem, and when we can move with ease and grace and feel loved in our mind, body, and spirit all the time. Okay, beautiful. There we go. Thank you.